Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 6. I trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. If you recall back when we went through Daniel chapter 11, looked at how the king of fierce countenance was there. We were going through all the histories of how some of the different kings was dealing with things. And one of the kings had new ideas. He got beat down in the south and he went off kind of with his tail between his legs and he went and conquered other smaller nations. But what he would do is he would take the money that he got from one kingdom he would conquer and he would give it to all the people in the next kingdom he would go to conquer, thus getting them on his side and then only having to conquer a few, but eventually having this huge army behind him, starting small and getting bigger and more daunting, and eventually came back and dealt soundly with the king of the south. I'm saying these were tactics in Daniel 11 that he used that were unique, and here we have this rider of the white horse. He is given a crown. I find that interesting. He did take it. He was given this crown. Everybody say, hey, you, okay? We want you. And the whole world will look for somebody to go to when the rapture has occurred and the economies, I believe, have collapsed. Why do I say economies? Well, the Bible says in verse 3, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. And power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and that there should be given unto him a great sword. So we have a red horse now. Now, if you've paid attention to some of your prophets in the Old Testament, you know this horse motif is not new. Zechariah chapter 1, the Bible actually talks about these horses, and Zechariah is given all these visions. He's got the book that's kind of called the Revelation of the Old Testament because of all of the visions he gets. And in the first chapter, he sees a white horse, and then he sees a speckled horse. And when he's told what they are, he's told that these are the movements of God in his providential working. They represent that movement of God. God is allowing things to happen. I say that to let you know this, that when these riders come, God is letting them come. Satan has never been more than the unwilling servant of God. He can only go so far and no further. What he can do is limited by the Almighty. It is not equal and opposite forces at war here. It is not God is equal on one side and the devil is equal on the other side and they're having an arm wrestling match. None of that. When it comes down to it, he will be dealt with soundly by the Archangel Michael. God won't even bother himself with this. Just it's time. Take care of that. Let's move on in the program. Is his attitude. He's distanced from it because it doesn't matter. You see, even as those angels that did not keep their proper estate in Genesis chapter 6, even as those angels were placed in chains until an appointed time, which will come back before us in chapter 9, and we're going to see those angels released. What I'm saying is when they were out of control, God just put them in chains. Said, you're done. You're going into this abyss that the demons were worried about back when Jesus was walking on the earth. And don't send us to the abyss before the time and so forth, they would cry. And here he is again showing us that God's providential movements are afoot. The first was the white horse. The second is the red horse. This red horse represents for us him that taketh peace from the earth. The idea is war, right? He's taking peace and creating the vacuum of war. Do you hear the rumblings of war out there at all? Do you feel it? I mean, we're looking at a time that is unlike any other time before. You've got thunderings. Did you know that Trump was the only one who didn't have wars? He de-escalated. If you look at all the wars of all these previous presidents in recent memory, they all had their wars. President Trump was de-escalating wars. It was kind of weird to look at his resume. He was de-escalating. ISIS was quieted down. Didn't hear much about them. And so we see him, as it were, having a totally different distinction. But what we're seeing here is there's coming a time when war is going to burst. You know, you blow up a balloon so far. And we've all been there, right? If you have kids or grandkids, you're working it, man. You're going to make that party fun and you're blowing those babies up and boom, right in your face. Well, right now, it's almost like we've created a bit of a vacuum in our world. Who's going to be the top dog? Who's going to be the alpha in this world right now? You see, our president and his present state needing to be kind of tuned out because whitehouse.gov would turn him off because he might say something he shouldn't or whatever. These are weird days. We've gone from being worried about and feared in the world to being almost laughed at. And I don't say that because it's disrespect for Biden. What it is it's just an obvious thing. Even the people that have been behind him are starting to say, we're worried about what he would do with the codes after the Syrian strike a week or so ago. And they're trying to say, let's get it by, you know, some kind of group. Let's get him into a quorum with a couple, three or four other people at least. Let's just make sure he doesn't do anything that might be not in keeping with maybe the collective ideas out there. Now, I say to you, war is going to be taken. Somebody's going to step up. China? China going to step up. Russia going to step up. Syria going to step up. Israel going to step up. Do you know Israel and Saudi Arabia aren't even talking to President Biden? Not even talking to him. It's interesting. The world we're in right now is just quivering. It's a quivering mess right now. And that's why I thought we needed to go through the book of Revelation so that we might ask ourselves some questions. He says that he had a red horse here, and this red horse takes peace from the earth. And the Bible says that they would take peace from that he would take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. You know, Portland's still a mess, right? You know, there's a lot of stuff going on there. You know that they've like quadrupled, and I'm just throwing out a number here, but the budget down in Missouri, where the first, you know, upheaval from the Floyd, the murder of George Floyd or whatever went on down there and actually happened, it's insane. What's actually being said and done and manipulated, but there are still, right now, BLM marches. Did you know there was a BLM march after the 6th of January, after the upheaval from the march where everybody came and, you know, all the people who were trying to get the electors to be reconsidered and so forth? A couple days later, they had a march right outside by in Washington, D.C. Our streets, our house, or something like that. They have their chant and they're out there in the middle of Washington, D.C. Oh, and by the way, we should probably mention for posterity's sake, when we're all gone and the rapture happens tomorrow, wouldn't that be nice? But whenever it happens, that in fact, there are barbed wire fences outside of the Capitol building and the White House right now. That's insane. Never been like that before, ever. Our borders are open, but the Capitol is safe. The politicians are safe. Walls don't work, right? So we're saying war, war. Trying to stir up some civil war, perhaps, in our country? I don't know what they're doing. I just know that whatever they're doing, it seems to be bent upon bringing this country to its knees. The Bible says, and we're not the only country represented here. I mean, this is the world we're talking about. This is happening throughout the world. And never has there been so much interest and involvement in geography of what the rest of the world is represented by. You hear things, in fact, today about Japan. You hear things more about Australia. You hear more about the lockdowns in Europe. You hear about the different states. You hear more about Germany. Doctors all over the world getting on and cataloging their opinions of things that have been manipulated against us. And they're making their statements known in the discourse of the hour. The Bible says that this horse is going to take peace from the earth and that they're going to kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Now, when it says that they're going to kill one another, this doesn't sound as much like war overtly, but it probably includes it. You see, the Bible actually teaches us, especially in Luke and in Matthew, where it talks about the last days, that there are going to be times coming at the end of the age when people will kill you and feel they're doing God a service. Now, that's been localized to Islamic jihad kind of things in recent days. See, they think they're doing God a service. You know, you kill the infidel as part of their doctrine. Now, I know it's not popular to say out loud what's true, but that's what's true. Jihad is actually the sixth pillar of Islam. They've got five pillars they talk about. But the sixth one is you get direct to paradise if you go into eternity through jihad, through a holy war. So that's just something that's true. It's not debatable. It's out there. It can be researched and found out. But that's not all that's going to happen. You see, this world has a leader. And we refer to him as the spirit of the age, the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air. He's in charge of it all. He's manipulating things in his own way and unto his own ends because he has a goal in mind. We know what it is because he's already told us what it is. He said, I will be like the Most High. And he's going to achieve that when the Bible says in this very book of Revelation that the whole world worshipped the dragon. That old serpent and Satan, it goes on to say. So as not to be unclear. So we have this movement in our world, and you have people killing one another. Interestingly enough, in America, though buildings have been set on fire, only a few overt murders have taken place. But that's now. The Bible says, he that letteth will let till he be taken out of the way. Okay, the one that restrains, when the restrainer is taken out of the way, then it's all going to come into its own. We believe that to be removal of the church, removal of the salt and light, giving the world what it wants. Be careful what you ask for, we've always told our children. You just might get it. And we know it's true. And the world will get what it wants. It was back in the times of the Second World War where I can't remember the guy's name, but he said, give us a man, be he God or the devil, we will take him, because they were in a place of panic and didn't know how to navigate such precarious times. Well, in verse 4, the Bible says this horse was red. He took peace from the earth and that they should kill one another. And it says, and there was given unto him a great sword. So this is up close and personal. This is in your face kind of stuff. And we're living in a time where even I right now have things I want to say, but I will not say them because certain people in the world which will hear what I say on radio or in the internet are not going to know how to navigate those things. Guys, listen, you and I need to get our eyes on our head because this world is starting to ramp up to these days. And if you and I are in a place where we cannot hear or receive the truth, it's going to be problematic in a big way for us. The Bible says in verse 5, when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Now, what this is depicting for us is clear to some and maybe murky for others. But the idea of there being balances in the hand of the rider of the black horse depicts the idea of famine. You see, when the world is devoid of God, and it's asked him to leave. It's asked him to leave the schools. It's asked him to leave the public square. It's asked him to leave the courtrooms. It's asked him to leave. Would you please leave? Why do the heathen rage and the nations imagine a vain thing? Let us cast his cords off of us. That's what they're doing. Psalm 2 talks about it, predicts it all the way back then. And here we are today. The world wants nothing to do with God. That's why they want to shut down the churches. Do you know they did not shut down a lot of things during COVID, but they shut down churches with soldiers and National Guard. They go in and shut them down out in California. And you know, there's a pastor right now sitting in jail for a meeting in Canada. 400 people church. And he just said, you know what? The Bible says we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. He says, I'm not going to tell you not to come. I'm going to be here. If 5 people show up, we're going to have church. But everybody was showing up. Same thing happened with Grace Church out in California with John MacArthur in Los Angeles, where he preaches. The people would show up. He said, you just keep coming. Y'all are going to get me in trouble, he said one day. This preacher's in jail today. He's in jail today because he preached the Word of God. He just said, we're going to have church. We're going to be the church. And he's in prison without bail because he's so to be feared. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.